There was praise flowing both ways as the one-year anniversary of the enactment of the 2014 Farm Bill was celebrated at a town hall session at Redlands Community College in El Reno, Oklahoma. Former House Ag Committee Chairman Frank Lucas praising Tom Vilsack for his help in getting the Farm Bill deal done.
Now, while the Secretary and I may not necessarily agree on every comma or every dotted I at every stage of the way, and more often the tougher it got, the more frequent, the Secretary demonstrated a willingness to work with me and my cohorts to act as catalyst, because the Secretary understood and appreciated, as an old governor from Iowa, and no offense, Secretary, but I explain in my town meetings, Iowa is a cornfield with some cities in it. That's actually a compliment, by the way. The Secretary had an understanding and an appreciation for what we had to do and put himself and his people at our disposal. And there were times when, as he once told me, if encouraging you publicly or privately with various members of leadership will help, I will. If criticizing you helps, I will. But he understood the importance of getting it done. And we've got it done.
At the same time, Mr. Vilsack praising the leadership of Frank Lucas in getting the Farm Bill across the finish line.
No one in the Congress had a greater feel and a greater connection to people in rural areas and to producers than Frank Lucas. And because of that concern, which was shared by Colin Peterson, an equally diligent and effective leader on the Democratic side, and on the Senate side, certainly Senator Stabenow really worked very hard to get this done, Senator Roberts as well. The key here was basically working and not giving up. And Frank Lucas did not give up. And it's he understands why this was so important to get done.
In an impromptu news conference after the town hall, Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack and Oklahoma Congressman Frank Lucas took questions from the media. Chairman Lucas was asked if and how this particular measure, this farm bill, has been good for Oklahoma to this point.
If you look at the money that's been paid out in drought disaster programs to livestock in particular, almost $900 billion in Oklahoma alone, our neighbors in Texas, $600 billion. It's had a huge difference there. And as prices have softened, Secretary alluded to that earlier, I mean, in a farm bill, you try to write not for good times, but for the bad times. And when we started the farm bill process, corn was $7, wheat was more than that. Everyone thought the sun was going to shine every day except when it needed to rain. Now we're back to a more realistic world market, more realistic trade patterns. We're going to find out just how well the safety net works. But there is a safety net there, and we're getting all the cobwebs out of it. It is there. That's the important part. Had we not passed the Farm Bill, the 38 and 49 laws would not have continued on the books. They were impossible to implement. We'd have wound up with nothing. Explain that to your banker or your father-in-law or your landlord. Nothing.
And for taxpayers who are asking themselves as they listen to this, well, yeah, so nothing would be fine. Well, no, that's not what would happen. After nothing, farmers who were struggling would come to Frank Lucas and say, pass an emergency disaster bill. He would say, well, that's reasonable. Disaster bill would be put on the table for consideration, and then every other member of Congress would say, well, geez, why are you doing that? Here's a little small project I have that's, a sewer project. This is going to go through. Why don't you just, to get my vote, Frank, you're going to have to put that sewer. All of a sudden, we end up spending a significantly greater amount of money in the long run than having a safety net that's predictable, that provides help and assistance when it's needed. That's the most important thing about this bill. It's going to help folks when they need the help, as opposed to in the past where they got a check when corn prices were $7 or $8. People had a hard time understanding that.
And instead of those annual direct payments, you pay a premium to participate in the program. People understand the concept of insurance. No one wants to buy fire insurance so their house will burn down. No one buys life insurance so they'll die. No one buys crop insurance for a check. You want a crop, but your banker, your landlord, and your spouse want you to have that protection.
Mr. Lucas, how would you grade USDA on implementation 1 year into the bill?
Considering the magnitude of the challenges they've had, I'll give them an A-. No member of Congress can ever give them an A+. That just wouldn't be right. But I'd give them an A-, and that's a pretty good score, sir.
I didn't get too many of those in college or law school, so I'm happy with an A-.
All in all, a bipartisan kind of a day at this one-year anniversary celebration of the 2014 Farm Bill being enacted last end of January, 1st of February. Been implemented since that particular time, and more work still to be done, according to Mr. Vilsack, but he says they're on schedule to get that accomplished as well. From the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.